Hello there, Boo Buddies. It's Ruth again, R2UK. It's still Wednesday, the 23rd of September. It's a little after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I am relishing the fact that both kids are currently asleep. Woohoo! Doesn't happen very often. We get them both simultaneously asleep, so having done all the washing up and loaded the dishwasher and tidied everything away from lunch and already recorded one boo, I'm going for a record and doing another one in the same day. This boo is following on a conversation that my friend Simon Toon started, and Pawari has also joined in with, about location-based services, four-star Gowalla, Facebook Places, Google Latitude, etc., and how people think about them and how people use them. Pawari made the point that she thinks in general women are less inclined to broadcast their location than men are, which I think I agree with. I'm very careful about where I am, and that whole thing about, you know, park in a well-lit area and have your keys handy when you get back to your car, all that kind of stuff. Yep, I'm very aware of that. One of the things I love about my current car and my previous car is that they both have keyless entry, which means all I have to do is have the keys in my handbag. I don't even have to get the keys out to get into the car. So I can literally just walk up to the car, put my hand in the door handle. It recognises that I've got the key and it opens up for me. So that's fabulous. But yeah, I mean, I've recently started having singing lessons with a friend who lives in the next town. And so I find myself, you know, about 9:30 at night driving back from this town, and I don't like to go on the motorway. You know, I could just pop down one junction on the M6, but I don't like doing that. I don't like to be on the M6 any more than I have to be. So I take all sorts of back routes, and some of it's not lit. And I, you know, I'm aware that I'm a single woman driving alone in the car, and it, you know, you can't live your life permanently on the run, but at the same time, you have to be aware that you can be a little bit vulnerable. Sort of tying into, I think, some of Rob Acrobat's boos as well about exercise. I'm still desperately trying to find some exercise that I enjoy doing. I do no exercise whatsoever, and I've recently started proper dieting, because I do need to lose a couple of stone, really. I've got, you know, an amount of weight that I've gained over the last few years, and I need to lose weight. And I keep coming back to the idea of I would probably enjoy running. As a kid, I was permanently outside in the garden, running around the garden, and I used to love just running around. But again, as a lone woman out running, I would feel very vulnerable. And, you know, John, my husband, just says, oh, just stick your iPod in, you know, stick your earphones in and just run, it's not a problem. And I would be even more worried about that, because if I'm listening to music, I'm not listening to what's around me, and I would be, you know, nervous that somebody could sneak up on me. Again, not saying that they would, but it's just one of those things that you've got to consider, isn't it? But anyway, Simon was talking about Foursquare and Facebook Places and that sort of thing. I must admit that I love the theory. I really love the theory. I would love my friends, and only my friends, to be able to see where I am at any point. I would love them to know if I'm at home or if I'm out at the coffee shop or if I'm shopping or whatever. I think that would be really useful. But the problem comes when you are starting to announce this kind of thing, who can see it? John and I have some differences of opinion about this. I am less trusting of things like Foursquare and Gowalla, and more trusting of things like Google Latitude and Facebook Places, simply because I know with Facebook and with Google, I have a higher level of control over who sees what. I know there's a lot of stuff about Facebook privacy, but I take my Facebook settings very seriously. You know, I use reclaimprivacy.org, which is a great website for checking that you've got sensible Facebook privacy settings. I'm careful about who I have as a friend on Facebook. So if I was going to publish a location, that would probably be where I was more likely to do it. Thanks, Simon, for reminding me that I had actually been playing with Latitude. I didn't actually mean to leave it on so that it was permanently broadcasting my location. So I have actually switched that off now, even though I think I'd got it configured so that only you could see that. But yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, I'm going to run out of time again, and I've hardly said anything, but I feel like I love the idea. I would just need it to be perfectly safe and limited to people I know.